The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, it's Friday, and it's very cold in the state of Minnesota. It's the 27th of April, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if this is the first time you've heard us, welcome to the show. If you'd like to know who we are, what it is that we do, what we look like, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, please do. It's Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Again, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That's double E. Or you can follow me on my Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. Again, that is BradleyDean1 if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Yes, indeed it is. Speaking of which, go ahead, Jake. I'll give you the first shot here.
I can't quit looking that way. It's freaking me out.
Folks, what I was doing today was Jake was doing school here, and I went home and cut the grass real quick. And it is cold. It's supposed to snow a little bit here. Sleet.
It's crazy.
And I went out and cut the grass for the first time this year, well, a portion of it. And I came back in and looked at my eyes, and I looked like a man with blue eyes with the rest red.
That guy in Captain America, the red guy.
Oh, don't mock me. Listen.
That's what it looks like.
I mean, my eyes are killing me. And I'll tell you why they're killing me. They're killing me not because they hurt from the weather, but because I'm looking at Carrie right now.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, you jumped on that one.
That went over really good, didn't it?
But go ahead, Jake.
WND, folks. I got a new column out today. It's on the Facebook. It's on Bradley's Facebook as well. Another stirring of, what would you say, getting people agitated and upset, and a lot of people embracing the truth and passing it along to their friends.
They said Samuel Adams, one of the Sons of Liberty, was a he was a political agitator. He said they said he was a genius. He was excellent at what he did.
Yeah, thank him for the revolution.
And agitate. So in other words, if you want to bring about change, then you're going to have to trouble
right.
the present.
That's right.
If you want to change the future.
A lot of folks in the colonies didn't want to be troubled, but at the
wow.
end of it, he won.
What were they saying? We want to make a captain and go back
George.
To King George?
We want George.
Yeah. Tories?
Things aren't as bad as they appear to be. Well, that's because they weren't living in Boston at that time. And that's the thing about tyranny. It really wasn't that bad in New York and many of the other colonies.
Sure. So
but
what do we have online here?
That was right. Okay, I digress from my history lesson. Although, folks, we're destroyed because we don't know history.
That's true.
Bring that up.
That's true. History. You know, as a matter of fact, when you go to the archives building in Washington, D.C., one of the engravings on the stone is study history, study the past. Yeah. Hello. Why? So you don't repeat in the future.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't want to fall prey to the same thing.
No.
Obama's complicity in exterminating Americans. There's two videos on this one, folks, and they're both very good videos. It gives you a lot of history. It doesn't take a video to convince you that abortion is straight up murder. I just talked to kids today in school, and we talked about the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Both of those bombs exterminated 80,000 people in three seconds. That's all it took. And the kids were just, we watched the bombs on YouTube, and we saw what these chemical bombs do. And they were just shocked. And I said, well, you've got an issue in your country right now, 55 million babies. And they said, I know, it's way worse than that. And they started talking about abortion and what they can do to end it.
I think what we should do, though, just food for thought, I think what we should do is probably get some, I don't know, some water filtration systems. Because there's already a
kids
bomb
did. Made that's going to blow us all up anyways.
Kids did bring
90% of us are going to die. They already got a bomb that's going to blow us up.
55 million. So, I mean, what percent of the 300 million in America is
303 to be exact.
Killing our own people. 55 million. I mean, to think 80,000 people were killed when that atomic bomb was dropped in 3 seconds.
Okay.
That's a lot of people.
Yep.
And then you go to this article that we have with Obama. He's killing his own people on a daily basis.
Equivalent to 18 states since 1973.
That's abortion. A lot of millions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, forget the bombs and the big tragedies that happen all at once. We're progressively 3,500
days at a time. The good thing is
killing people.
We got food rations and we got our bunkers. Yeah. And the other really good part about this, of course, I'm mocking folks. I'm being facetious. We got our water filtration system.
So if that bomb comes and destroys 90% of us,
right.
As long as you got your water filled.
Hey, you know what? If that doesn't work, neither you can buy your gold. I got a question for everybody out there because I'm just curious about this. Like if a tyrant was to come into power, what, like because you have gold, what is that, like going to stop him from breaking into your house and stealing gold or what?
Well, see, he doesn't have to do that.
I mean, as long as it's part of your portfolio.
Yeah, see, he doesn't have to do that. We have a tyrant right now that's already doing that, but he's not breaking into anybody.
No, he's doing it peacefully.
He's going through and he's creating bailouts. That destroys your retirement. He doesn't even have to steal it from you, folks.
Your 401k.
See, all these things, bombs and all these things that you're bringing up, tyrants coming in and worrying about your food rations, it's already past that. You're killing your population every single day, 3,500 babies at a time. You don't need a bomb. You're just already killing it.
No, just be passive.
You don't need food rations. Oh. All of the degenerating of our dollar bill.
But as long as we're complaining about it, you know, as long as we're pointing out what the government's doing wrong, I mean, that's going to bring us resolve.
Yes. Look at all the resolve we've been getting. I mean, hey, we got Romney now.
Talk about
resolve.
No, we don't. What, do you got something in your pocket over there? Because I ain't got Romney. Just like I ain't got Obama. He ain't my president.
That's why we must fight.
We must.
Not just talk.
And we will.
We will. Count on it.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about good, bad, and the ugly. No, I'm not talking about Jake's wife.
Oh.
Crossing by Grand State Inn & Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Wenawissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast serve with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. government. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. Yesterday we talked a little bit about MLK, and I read the letter that J. Edgar Hoover actually wrote to him through an alias, standing in incognito for some reason. I mean, if you look at J. Edgar Hoover, guys, no offense, that's a face only a mother could love.
Yeah. Or maybe another man.
I mean, someone should have slapped his, I don't know, his mom or his dad for the way he dressed all the time. Kind of a funky looking character.
We do know he had a mother and a father.
He was diabolically. You like that word?
Diabolically.
Twisted. In the head.
Yes. In the head.
He was obsessed with Martin Luther King. And what we were talking about yesterday is how people called Martin Luther King a communist when in fact he was a preacher. We talked a little bit about Eric Liddell, how he wouldn't run on Sunday because he wouldn't violate the Sabbath day. And his country labeled him as a traitor because he obeyed God. But, of course, when Liddell won that race, he was, of course, showered with Olympic glory. And we talked about Benedict Arnold, how everybody thought he was such a patriot, when, in fact, when exposed, he was found to be a man that committed high treason against his own country. Which brings me to George Washington. I think we're going to all get a kick out of this one. This is the guy that said, you can't govern the world without the Bible, and of course without God.
Actually, he said you can't rightly govern the
world. Oh.
Rightly would be important, well, because I feel you govern the world.
That hurt. I feel rebuked.
Just those specifics.
George Washington, the first president of the United States, was called a deist.
Sure. You can't rightly govern the world without God.
Who said that?
Okay.
The deists.
Oh.
You see how that works?
Those guys.
You know, it was like at the college the other day.
Yeah.
Folks, by the way, on Monday, we're going to be posting some new college video for you to show you, of course, what the media doesn't want you to see. Isn't it interesting? A little side note to that. Anybody that knows me has never, ever called me a bigot or a hater. Never. Never been called a racist. I mean, how could they? I got a black guitar player, mm-hmm. right? I've been called anti-Semitic by the press when I'm a Christian.
Anti-Semitic, huh?
Yeah, I've been called a hater by the press. Been called a bigot by the press. So I was never any of those things until the press said I was that.
Yeah.
And it's interesting how people need to stop and think. Because whatever the press promulgates, you know, that's all you have to do is look the other way. When you have the press going hand in glove with this individual in office, you know something's wrong.
It's the super PAC.
Right? So, matter of fact, just yesterday, wasn't it, or the day before, Obama said go ahead and Google an individual that was in...
Yeah, the representative from South Carolina.
Google? Why would he say...
Of course, that's all you do is just Google her name.
Maybe we should Google President Obama. How would that work out?
There's a cry here.
Let's see. Yeah. Let's see how that works out. I know there's a lot of impeach Obamas out there. Yeah, folks, Google impeach Obama. I mean, check that out.
Okay. Kind of.
Isn't that crazy? A lot of impeach Obamas out there. Matter of fact, there's a bill in Congress right now trying to get rid of him. But let's get back to George Washington here.
I think Obama's...
Folks, whatever the media wants you to be, you become what they want you to be when no one else knows you to be that way. Did that make sense?
Doesn't happen in reality.
No. It's amazing. And if you think about it, it goes right in line with their agendas.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't work any other way.
Almost seems like...
I mean, if we were pro-Obama, we were pro-lasciviousness, licentiousness, carnal, pro-drug, pro-sex, pro-homosexual, man, they would just gobble me up. Dude, I would...
You're a lover.
I would be famous all over the world.
A loving man.
But because I'm not, and I'm a preacher, and I stand against it, then they don't know which box to put me in. They don't know how to pigeonhole me. Mm. Let's get back to George.
Okay.
So George Washington, the supposed deist, rightly said, morality cannot be maintained without religious Christian principles. Wait. Did you hear that?
That makes sense. I mean, that's where morality comes from, right? Religious principles?
Yeah. You know what's also interesting? Let's go back to the college for a second. Folks, you guys were all at the college with me, right?
They have been.
I asked all the students in that college, how many believe the media? Not one of their hands went up. One guy in the back said, sometimes. And I said, yeah, you're right, once in a while. When they blurt out the truth in their confusion, that's about the only time the truth comes forth. And interestingly enough, when we had open mic, they all came up in agreement with what the media had said about me. It was about education, folks. And it was interesting also, they all came up, not all, because I befriended quite a few of them. Actually, I think I befriended every one of them.
Yep.
That would stay, or that stayed. But they said they didn't believe the media, but when they came up to the open mic, they questioned me in agreement with what the media had said about me. Did you catch that? Isn't that crazy?
But they didn't believe the media.
No. Isn't that crazy?
They're not puppets.
No. Dude.
They got their own thing going. They're not following.
They're educated individuals.
That's right.
Highly educated.
Yeah.
They use philosophists.
That's right.
They use those big philosophyist words. You know what philosophy is, folks, don't you?
Sophists.
Big words with common sense meaning.
Yeah.
And wasn't it Albert Einstein that said if they can't explain it in common sense terms, it's because they themselves don't understand it?
I don't understand.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. But they like to use all these big words. See, they like to talk out of their heads, not realizing they have hearts that God gave them. Also not realizing that God speaks to the heart, not the head. Back to George.
We're just
really getting off on those little branches today, and we got to get back on the trunk here, okay?
It's a branch day.
George Washington said, morality cannot be maintained without religious Christian principles, but again, the world called him a deist. Of course, by the new historians, those that like to rewrite history. You ever ask yourself the question, especially all these environmentalists, what did they do? What did God do for 6,000 years before they got here?
Well, that's why they got here, because God needed help.
Is that what it is? To preserve the earth, to kill the babies. All right, George. When the first Congress under the Constitution assembled in New York City on April 30th, 1789, to hear George Washington's inaugural address, President Washington appropriately said, hang on, got another thought. Remember when we were in the college?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said to me, basically, how do you know? Remember John, the kind of the bigger guy? And he kept trying to explain to me what God was because God is love. I mean, we should have called him Brother Hindu because I said, wait a second. I said, so God looks just like you, right, John? Remember we were talking to that kid? Yep. Remember then he talked about, you know, how do I know? And I said, well, I know because history tells me as to where we are in the present because of the past. And then remember I said to him, Jake, remember I said, well, how do you know? Isn't it interesting, as I've said this before, and I think it's worth repeating. Isn't it interesting, folks, that it's supposed to be like 70-some degrees today in the state of Minnesota, and it's cold and it's going to snow? Wasn't it just 20 years ago it was these people that were telling us that the world was going to freeze over? Now they're worried about global warming. Isn't it these people that tell us that 50 million years ago, and they can't even tell us what happened last week? Isn't it amazing what man will do to prop up a god called idolatry, an idol god that doesn't exist? Did you get my point?
I got the point about the global warming thing.
Well, what I'm saying is
they're creating things to create their own god.
Why do people question the Bible? Yeah. Why do people question history when, in fact, here we are today still living out the history of what our forefathers established?
That's right.
Why are they the ones kicking and bucking up against the system, and they're saying we're wrong when, in fact, they're kicking up against the system that they themselves are in?
Yeah.
It's like sitting on a boat and saying we're not on a boat. We don't want this boat. We want a different boat, and they see no other boat in sight. And those other boats are called socialism, Marxism, communism.
But they depend upon the boat that they're sitting in right now.
No,
they say they hate.
Empty, vain, worthless. That they put their trust into a professor that is just absolutely way out in left field. They're clouds without rain, heads without brains, body capsules without hearts, and absolutely no common sense. Yet they want to tell you what the deal is. Yeah. Isn't it interesting, too, that when we were in the college, I'm just getting this now, that every kid came up to me out of the three, there was three kids at the very end that came up to me, I should say, out of the open mic, that told me that I should do it this way, and I should do it this way, and I should do it this way. And I said, it's interesting that what you're decrying is the very thing that you're doing to me. Because what you're trying to say to me is I need to agree with you, and if I don't agree with you, then I'm wrong and I'm doing something wrong.
I was right. That's right.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that is what we were doing.
When we come back, we're going to try to finish up on the good, bad, and the ugly with George Washington, and then we'll go to the next guy. Does that sound good?
Moving on. All right. I'm with you.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. You guys really bless my heart a lot. Your stand and everything that you do. The truth does not go out void. It makes a difference, even a lot of times when we don't think it does.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Okay, back to George Washington. By the way, folks, George, if you want to call in, please do. Now's the time. 1-877-807-9977. We will pick up. Promise. We were just talking about, well, everything and anything.
It's all relevant.
It is. They called George Washington a deist. He said morality cannot be maintained without religious Christian principles. He said on April 30th, 1789, no people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States. Every step by which they have advanced to the character of an independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency. You will join me, I trust, in thinking that there are none under the influence of which the proceedings of a new and free government can more auspiciously commence.
That doesn't sound very deist to me.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Didn't they used to teach his farewell address in schools?
Yeah, up until 1962, and then they pulled that. Yeah.
Yeah, then they pulled, well, the first thing they did is they pulled out all the religious connotations in it.
Can we go back to the college?
Many of them.
Speaking of the Constitution, I asked how many knew the Constitution. Quite a few hands went up in the room, folks. And then when they came up and had an open mic, everything that they spoke of was contrary to the Constitution. Colleges, folks, just for your information, just to show you how much trouble you're in, if you stay lethargic, the colleges, for the most part, are teaching the young people to buck the system in what you know. That's what's going on. Let's go to Elijah. I love this guy. He said, the Bible says he was hairy. I mean, was he like a rocker prophet or something?
Could have been.
He was labeled the troubler of Israel. Oh, by the way, George Washington wasn't a deist, folks. He was a Christian president. And he considered himself not to be a monarch or a president, but the father of these United States. But that's heart, though, isn't it? Elijah, 1 Kings 18:17-18. And it came to pass when Ahab the wicked king saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I've not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. So who is the troubler? King Ahab? Wait, let me say it this way. Corrupt King Ahab or righteous Elijah?
Corrupt King Ahab.
Thank you. Boy, if people would just stop and think just for a second, they could have this stuff figured out. Really, it's really easy, isn't it? Just show it. You know, the law shows you how crooked you are.
Sheds a lot of light.
Yeah.
It's good to turn the light on when you
walk through the room. You know, the good part about that little quote there is the law shows you how crooked you are. Grace comes along and straightens you out. I like that. I like that.
Brings answers, right?
Yes. Jeremiah, great prophet of God as well. By the way, in the New Testament, Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? Peter said back to him, some say Elijah. Wow. Really? Some say Jeremiah or one of the old prophets.
Those are in the Old Testament, though.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus was New Testament.
Some said it was John the Baptist risen from the dead. Wait a second. Now I got another thing to add to that. The Bible also says that Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes. And not as those hirelings of the day. He spoke as if he knew what he was saying in power. That's right.
He wouldn't be moved?
No. No way.
No.
It's a far cry from what we see today in the professed church, isn't it, friends? Jeremiah. What did the people say of him? They said, go prophesy somewhere else, Jeremiah. Well, let me ask you the question. What was Jeremiah doing? Well, let's go to Jeremiah 18:18 and find out. Then said they, come, let us devise devices against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give to he. Listen, here's what it comes down to. Outside of King James, in essence, exactly, verbatim, word for word. Don't listen to Jeremiah, because he's telling you the truth. And that truth offends us. It's a stumbling block. It's a rock of offense to our sin before God. We don't want to hear about that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad guy.
Was Jeremiah a good guy or a bad guy?
He's a hater.
Yeah?
The bigot.
Yeah. Remember when Jeremiah was refused by his own people? Jeremiah bummed out, right?
Yeah.
And God said to him, don't worry about it, Jeremiah. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. That should put a shiver up everybody's spine when they reject the truth and shoot the messenger. Talking about the good, bad, and the ugly, what about Paul? Paul, who was called by the people of the day a mover of sedition.
Seditious.
A seditious brother indeed. Acts 24:5-6, for we have found this man a pestilent fellow, pestilent fellow, and a mover of sedition among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect. Oh, ouch. They were calling him a cult leader back in the day. You mean that was bringing the gospel of good news to mankind? Yeah. A ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes who also has gone about to profane the temple. What about those disciples? We had touched on this just a little bit yesterday. But what about those disciples? It was said in Acts 17:5-7 that the disciples turned the world upside down. As I shared with you yesterday, friends, they didn't turn it upside down. They turned it right side up.
They deemed it.
They did.
Yep.
Talking about the good, bad, and the ugly. Today, folks, when the press is capping on somebody, rest assured, they're looking at that individual saying, who is this that turns the world upside down? Who is this that turns the flashlight in our eyes and exposes us for who we really are? Isn't it a scary day, folks, when you have people agree with Scripture when Jesus said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hates? because I testify against the deeds of it, that they're evil? I mean, the Spirit of Christ today, because we see in America, they're putting on the robe of Antichrist at every turn. It's not put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Now it's put on the spirit of Antichrist and do whatever you want to do. That's exactly what we're seeing. But what happens when you stand in Christ? God, you troublemaker. They hate you. King David, as I said yesterday, said in Psalm 109, they hated me for my love, because the truth is an exemplification and a flow, an outflow of that love in truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And what do? They sit there and they rack on that light, the light of men. Isn't that interesting? And Jesus said, I came unto my own, but my own received my... They rejected him. His own received him not. We got to be careful, friends, when people are being attacked today as to believe what the media is saying about them. And I speak about that in generalities. Whenever the media embraces somebody, you know it's not good. Mitt Romney. you know that ain't good. Tea Partier? Everybody knew the Tea Partiers, the movement was righteous, constitutional. But what did the media do? They began to call them racist.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing new under the sun, right? But who was wrong? Those that were corrupt in the government that the Tea Party was working to establish, to reinstitute lawfully? Or the ones that were calling them racist? When, in fact, those that were decrying racism were the ones that were promulgating and promoting and perpetuating racism. We all get this now. You know, folks, it's just absolutely amazing to me. Right before we did this college last week, I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but we did a press release the Thursday before the Tuesday we did the event. The media strategically waited till that Monday to attack us. They waited till that Monday. The AP did, which really surprised me, by the way.
Yeah. Because the Star Tribune did.
What did they attack us for? Star Tribune. It's amazing. They keep changing their story. They just can't figure out what to say. These guys are bad. These guys are bad. These guys are bad. These guys are bad.
Believe us, they're bad.
You know what we did, folks? We took it a step further yesterday. And we started calling some of these reporters. Because it's time to confront the reporters. Folks, listen, me and the other guy, we quit the elementary.
Yeah, no time for that.
Why not, Jake?
They got recess, man.
We got no time to play.
Oh.
Right?
Get that.
So we had the girls call some of these reporters to set up a time to go interview them because we want to ask them the question. So where are you getting your information? You know what they said back to us? Due to the nature of my job, I can't do that.
Mm.
Really? Why not? Folks, don't you think it's time that we start to confront the reporters?
You can interview, but you can't be interviewed.
That's that right.
That sounds pretty brave.
Is that incredible?
Sounds pretty brave.
It's time to confront the liars.
Huh?
It's time to confront the people that promulgate on a daily basis their division and their garbage. It's time to hold them accountable.
Advocates of error.
Oh, controversy is dreaded, brother, from another mother.
Don't ask me questions. I'm the reporter.
That advocate error. No way.
I'm the reporter.
They got that attitude, too, dude.
Believe me, I'm the reporter.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Reporter, I got a question for you.
Well,
where exactly are you getting your information?
That doesn't matter. I'm a reporter. Well, I'm a reporter.
Okay, so Okay, what are you going to advocate here?
So anyways, are you racist?
You're advocating. Okay, so are you a racist?
Yeah, that's what I thought. You are a bigot here.
Okay, a bigot. All right.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get all of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about the good, bad, and the ugly.
Ugly.
Straight ugly. Well, we did the college last week, and on to the next. Oh, is the, oh, wow. That was quick. It was just Tuesday, I'm sorry, of this week. So we talked about the good, bad, and the ugly. And we were just talking about how the media distorts anybody that stands up for the truth.
Yo, can I make a point to that?
Please.
We got three world leaders, Nero, Ahab, and Hitler. They were crying out, for instance, Hitler. The problem is the Jews. The problem is the Jews. That's why we've lost World War I. That's why we're being oppressed right now. The Jews, the Jews, the Jews. Were the Jews the problem? Of course not. Ahab, Elijah was the troubler of Israel. Why? Because there was a famine in the land, because Elijah came and prophesied. If you don't turn to God, there's going to be a famine. Tells Ahab that. Ahab does not turn to God. There's a famine. His whole entire country economically starts to crumble. So he goes to Elijah, calls him the troubler. Obviously, it was him. Now you go to Nero. What was the problem with his rule? Besides the fact that the man was a psychopath, he found a convenient scapegoat, and he called it the Christians, and that's where all the persecutions of the Christians go.
Sure.
So historically speaking, you see present day what's happening right now. They point the finger at preachers. They point the finger
always.
At Christians.
Well, the preachers that are doing their job anyways.
That's right. Because actually they embrace preachers. They do love preachers.
Sure. Well, they do. You see them around abomination right now, and they're an abomination as much as he's an abomination. Right. The lower sort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to mention any names, but Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. And
yeah, don't say that then, because Rick then the Warren leftists will be calling you racist. They'll just ignore your black guitar player.
Rick Warren, he's kind of a heavy-set white
man. He's a confused guy. Yeah, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
He prayed in.
Friends, those that think Rick joined, or Rick.
Yeah, Rick Warren.
Rick Warren is a good guy. Yeah, you might want to check again. His famous book.
Yeah. What? Gosh, you know, I don't even know what the title of it is.
Well, you,
but I know it was very famous, but I never read it.
Well, that's how famous it was. Here is what you're saying.
A purpose-driven life.
That's exactly it.
Isn't it interesting
the humanistic quotes that he used in there?
Of course.
All these professed Christians are just, because they don't know the scripture, they read his book, they get confused, and then they get mad at God.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they found purpose, right? And they're driven.
You know what I want to do? What were some of the referrals that we got from those that actually were partakers of the program that we had at the college?
Yeah.
I think it's important for everybody to hear.
Here was a student who attended. Students, and she spoke about all the students. Students who attended our You Can Run But You Cannot Hide event admitted that they had never before heard a message like Mr. Dean's in an academic setting.
Mm.
This is a distressing realization that I am positive extends to the majority of college campuses across America. I encourage fellow students across the nation to invite You Can Run But You Cannot Hide to present on their campus, as Mr. Dean has a message of truth that is vital to the future and youth of this nation. Their presentation was truly exceptional. Their staff, supportive, and band, rockin'.
Oh, yeah.
I am so pleased and thankful that You Can Run But You Cannot Hide came to our campus and would have them back in a heartbeat.
Okay, now, here's what I think everybody needs to hear. Oh, you're just going to give us the one side of this, just the good stuff? Well, to be quite honest with you, friends, there wasn't any bad stuff to talk about.
There was some.
That only happens once in a while, and when it does happen, the media's right there to capitalize on it, aren't they?
You know what I loved? The media that was present there, they came out and they were outside, you know, photographing the protesters that were out there that we talked about yesterday. And they came inside the building, and I saw this guy working in a little workstation, not in the auditorium itself, but out in the lobby.
I already know where you're going. You're talking about the reporter that put us on the front page of the St. Cloud Times.
And he never came in to watch.
He wasn't even in the assembly.
What? Never came in to watch. I never saw him enter that building.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Isn't that the guy that was selling pictures of me online? I did see him inside. He was taking pictures, but when it's time to give the message,
was he really?
He left.
Yeah. That was when I saw him, right when you were talking.
Hmm. I wonder if I'm going to get any royalty off that, do you think?
That's a good point. We need to bring that up.
I think we do, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I did see that. They're selling the pictures.
Dude, the way the leftists and whacks are on my case.
Yeah.
Probably make $1 million tomorrow.
Good.
Because, you know, we're, after all, we're in it for the money.
It's not the money. We do this in order for the whacks to print the bad things about us so that we can go get royalties from them.
Totally.
I mean, come on. That's the way you make a career.
Well, listen, folks. If you can't afford a marketing campaign, just listen. The left will do it for you.
That's true.
Just tell the truth.
That's right.
They'll do it for free.
It's as easy as that. It really is. It's easy as that. Yeah.
Did you get that other one? What about the one from yesterday?
Yeah, let me see here. I've got a...
I mean, we just got tons of bad emails from the college students. I think it was important for... Here, in the meantime, let's take this call really quick. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Jake, will you pull that up, please? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I have a comment.
Okay.
I just think it's interesting that those who don't want to hear the truth, especially when it's being spoken to them, they have their ears, you know, their hands in their ears, shouting at the top of their lungs. It's so ignorant.
Yeah, it's interesting that God gave us two ears and one mouth, and they use their one hole more than they use the other two. And God gave us two ears to tell us to listen twice as much as we talk, right?
That's right.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's something. If you plug your mouth, you'll actually die because you'll starve. But if you plug your ears, nothing really happens. That's why they're still breathing.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say, if I was to plug my ears when you talk... it's just sometimes it's just better if I don't have anything nice to say.
Do you want me to read this referral?
I don't
want
to say anything at all.
I'm going to read this referral.
It's true, isn't it?
I just said it
the other day. Listen, if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say it at all.
Don't say it.
All right.
We held an event with Bradley Dean of You Can Run But You Cannot Hide on the campus of St. Cloud State University on Tuesday, April 24th, 2012. Said event was sponsored by the College Republicans of SCSU because Mr. Dean's values align closely with the alleged values of the Republican Party. He said alleged. About 6 days before the event, and despite approving it,
I wonder who that alleged is. Who's left? Does that sit on mine or theirs, though?
It sits on theirs because they allegedly have values that line up with the values that you present.
Oh, say on.
So maybe, yeah.
Say on.
Okay, specifically, so he's talking about Ben Zierke. Despite approving it earlier in the year, the Minnesota GOP, specifically Ben Zierke,
That was the guy at the GOP in the state of Minnesota that was threatening the students at the college.
Executive director. And Pat Shortridge, the state chair, began harassing and intimidating St. Cloud State University Republicans.
Do we know Pat?
Pat.
Wait, is Pat a guy or girl?
Pat. You got me.
I don't know.
It doesn't say Patricia, but I suppose it could be Pat. You got me.
Pat. Well, there's Patricia, and then there's Patrick.
And then Patty, and there's Patty, too, right?
Well, that would be the girl.
Yeah.
I think.
Patty.
I wonder, do you think Pat knows?
I don't know. Because
I know he doesn't know me.
He or she has never called us.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, he's talking about us like we know him, doesn't he?
Yeah. The vice chair, they began harassing and intimidating SCS students, SCSU, college Republicans, and urging them to cancel the event.
For why?
Oh, they said he'll never get a job with the state GOP.
Well, I think they're on their way out. They're not going to have a job pretty soon. So why are they threatening their jobs when everybody inside of the GOP and around them are saying, you know what, see you guys, you're done.
Well, they said, we're going to take away your chapter charter after...
What are you
going to
do with it?
And disassociate...
What, are you going to give it to someone that doesn't know the difference, or how does that work?
I don't know. Maybe it's really because they're out of money and they can't afford... chapter charters anymore, and this is just a threat.
Well, maybe what they can do is start playing the victim like the left does, and maybe they can raise some money. And if not, maybe, I don't know. I mean, it seems like they're on Obama's side anyway,
right.
So they may as well just go to Obama and get a check.
Yeah, because maybe Obama will pay their rent, the $120,000 they're behind on their rent.
Totally.
And maybe Obama will take care of that eviction notice that's on their building.
Wow.
He might.
Wow. It seems as many people show up to help them out as there was at the college.
Yeah.
According to the left.
Sure.
And they were saying, you know, they were mocking.
Uh-huh.
Like I had anything to do with setting up the event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the end of it. He said now nearly 48...
What say you, Jake?
What say you? Now nearly 48 hours after the event, none of these threats have been followed through on, proving once again how cowardly, convictionless, and principle lacking the Minnesota GOP leaders really are.
Maybe they were the cowardly lion in Wizard of Oz or something.
You know that tail that would chase them and they'd like run away from it?
That's what I'm thinking. Or the little Toto.
What is this?
I wasn't going to hurt him. Yes.
Not, okay.
Jake, wait. You'd be more like the straw man than you would the cowardly lion. Just let me do the cowardly lion. You know, what I often think about, too, is this little insignificant ministry in Annandale, Minnesota.
Yeah.
It sure has made a lot of waves across this country, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing how that works.
Lots of waves. Lots of surfboards, and you get on top of
those waves. I mean, we're losers. And
dominate.
I mean, anything and everything you can possibly think of, we are. Folks, if you haven't gone to our website, why don't you tell us what you think?
Yeah.
Go to youcanruninternational.com. It's youcanruninternational.com and invite us into your college, and we'll be there. I don't care if you're smack dab in the middle of San Francisco, or you're smack dab in the center of New York City, or you're smack dab
New Orleans?
Dude, I don't care where you're at.
Let's go to the French Corner.
Hey, we'll be there.
We'll be there.
Okay. Opposition is a bad... I got no time to say that one, folks. Be right back tomorrow. Well, actually, tomorrow, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. Tomorrow's Saturday.
That's right.
All right. Tomorrow, I got to peel my hides off because all this grass cutting I've been doing. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, we love you by what we do. We will talk at you tomorrow. See ya.